Attorney Bob Wilson filed the request yesterday, saying a new state law allowing the governor to replace local school board members doesn't comply with the state's constitution. Wilson's request was denied because it wasn't submitted 5 days in advance as required by law. The request frustrated some stakeholders. State Senator Fran Miller of Dunwoody says it was self-serving.
I'd like to know which board members voted for it, because I think it shows it's all about those particular board members and not about 100,000 kids. And I'm worried about loss of accreditation. This doesn't help.
The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools placed the district on probation due to poor board governance. Last week, the DeKalb School Board hired former State Labor Commissioner Michael Thurmond to serve as interim superintendent. That's why State Representative Billy Mitchell of Stone Mountain says the board deserves a chance to improve.
Given the opportunity now that they are evidently going in a new direction, I think the best posture for Sachs would be to say, let's see how this shapes out.
The DeKalb board will get their day in court. Judge Lee scheduled a hearing for February 28th. At that time, attorneys for the state will need to show why the board isn't entitled to a restraining order to prevent the governor from removing all 9 members if the state board recommends it. Martha Dalton, WABE News.